And this is Shadow of the Darkness live broadcast on a Thursday night. It is March the 31st. Listen, the absolute last day of March. It is kind of incredible how fast everything has gone. 2011, but all eyes are clearly on 2012. You know why? I was out at a local YMCA, a new one, and I was there to do a little workout. I love going to the hot room. There's where I do a lot of evangelism, truly, honestly. Today was no different. I'll tell you more about it in a moment, but let me tell you this much. In the discussion that young people brought up, college age, high school age, out of the mouths of a number of them came the issues of 2012. I don't believe in the prophecies of 2012. They say that's the end of the world. I don't think it's the end of the world. I think it's something's going to happen. Maybe Christ. And all these things began to come out of the mouth of, I'm talking 17, 18, 19, 20-year-old, about six guys. They all were privy. They knew about 2012. Here in the midst of 2011. Now that to me, I don't know about you, but to me that's literally amazing. I'm amazed by it, and I'm amazed by the fierce development of counterfeit alternative spiritual presence all around us, all around us. Now, if you listened last night on a Wednesday night, you know we had the live hour 6 to 7 p.m. New now is the Wednesday night, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m., live radio. The only way to get to it, though, is to go to the website, shatterthedarkness.net, and then down there on, just scroll down, it'll tell you Wednesdays, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 2 hours, and you can get into the live chat room, and we will also take in calls. Now, this is the program I used to run on Sunday nights, and we are now running, well, on Wednesday nights, and it begins with a former remote viewer. I interviewed a former remote viewer. His name is John, and we're going to do it again next week and the week after that, because there's been literally a Holy Spirit-guided burden and emphasis in my life towards those involved, specifically military, first generation, and then those coming afterwards by the thousands upon thousands upon thousands worldwide, even those of you in Russia, throughout Europe, and around the globe that's engaged in this process. It's very similar to what I was in the late 60s, early 70s. Now, we did this two-hour interaction, a lot of those in the chat room, so forth, but now there are those who are downloading it, listening to it later, and guess what's occurring? Just what I thought. There are those who have been recruited into RV, remote viewing. There are those that have been taking the courses. And I have no doubt that eventually, engagement with first-generation remote viewers will occur. More and more and more, what's coming out is there is, it is not just a human endeavor. It is beyond that. There is non-human enhancement. But if you listen to the interview we did late last night, 8 to 10 Eastern Standard Time. You can get the archive. Go to shatterthedarkness.net, scroll down. You'll see where it says The Ragged Edge Show, and just click on where it says live. It'll take you to the site, and you can get the you can download it or listen live over the internet. What's happening now is hundreds are downloading it since last night. And I've got a few emails, and I'm going to read you one of those. And I believe this has everything to do with the Black Awakening, Chosen Ones. That does include RV, remote viewing, remote influence. No question about that. Here's what we've got to tell you. I'm going to read an email that just came in. I will not read the name, as I don't have permission. But listen to this. I hope this email, I'm quoting, I hope this email goes through. You are 100% accurate about it, all of it. I have lived it for 18 years now. I'm not going to give the starting dates and some of the details so that it can't be identified. But there's a starting date years ago, but advanced, and a marriage to, and I'll just say, a military individual. It is not his fault. He's being used. Now, I'm reading this for one reason. And I'm reading this carefully because I don't want to betray the confidence of this dear person, and I will respond to this dear person. I am telling you right now that there are many out there that are married to military men and young men that all of a sudden are seeing changes, especially if it's in black ops projects, secret projects. Some that might be in their 40s and 50s. It is clearly observable now. I'm going on with the email that came in. Quote, he is getting old now, but the agenda is the same. I appreciate more than you will ever know, Shatter the Darkness. It means so much to know that someone else gets it, finally gets it. They're going to try to call me in the future. They understand that we have another conference coming up. And they say I'm interested in attending the other one that's going to be in Missouri that we'll list here pretty soon. They say I've experienced everything you have spoken of. They end it this way. Please be careful, my friend. I deeply appreciate the email. And you got to understand there were others. One that deals with a girl taken out to Sedona, a priest now named, and drugs used, and they are leading her to Christ and through healing and deliverance. I have got a, and in the newsletter that will come out here in the next day or two, we used to have a section in the newsletter, monthly newsletter, called Dark Theology. We'll put it back in this week for this next month. What that is when I get emails from those committed to the other side that are knowledgeable about the other side, I will quote them and put it up without using their name, and they know that. So we deal with remote viewing just the other night. And I did a series, by the way, remote viewers and others listening, and those who know what it's all about, in military men and women specifically, let me tell you this. You can go to our website and scroll all the way down, and you'll see where there's a special message for remote viewers. It'll take you to the preemption broadcast site. There's about 5 one-hour sessions we have done on psi warfare, remote viewing, and so forth, non-human enhancements. I hope you'll get a hold of them. Now, I'm reading this that has come from a chosen one. One, and really all the ones that I know who are chosen ones, they have the ability. Some will call it to astral out. Others will use the terms to remote out and go to the ether or to the astral plane. They all, when I talk about chosen ones and what's inside of them, they all know what it is to do critical, spiritual, occultic warfare. Not just remote viewing, not just observing, not just going places and getting information and reconnaissance and spying and things like that. They understand the remote influence, but more than that, chosen ones from the inside out, subpersons that have been empowered to do so, they know how to attack. They know how to bring warfare right into your home, right into your life, right into the body. And this is a vital issue. On the series that we're doing, Dark Rituals, Dark Powers, I will deal with a 1 or 2 hour training session just on this issue. A lot of believers across the land, including pastors, are wondering why. They feel something has come into the room. They feel it's almost human, but yet it's demonic, yet it's not seeable, yet they feel a shadow. Something's there, tangible, and bringing attack to them. So I've learned to pray against the demonic empowerment that brings them there, as one of these individual chosen ones told me, that when I did that and commanded the demonic empowerment to be broken, they were snapped back into their body instantly like a rubber band that broke. I'm going to tell you right now that my human predictions based on my understanding of biblical revelation, prophetic revelation, Armageddon, my understanding on occult, ritual, targeted warfare, my understanding on the current uses of psi, quote, psi warrior powers, going to be layered, going to be increased and weaponized ultimately for luciferic purposes, towards Armageddon. So I'm going to tell you now that it's going to get deeper, wider, broader. That remote viewers will experience more and more and more and more enablements. They will know how, and I think they already do, they know how to unleash, like the Fort Bragg men who stare at goats from way back in the 70s, how to unleash some kind of, well, they call it psi power if you want, but to attack, to bust the heart of a human being, to invade the mind of a general. Now, I'm going to quote next Wednesday night in the late hour show out of a book called Psi Warfare, Is It Real? And the predictions by those involved back in the 70s that a real psi war, attacking generals in their heads, and the ability to attack computer systems. Interesting. Let's stop right there for a moment. This is Russ Dizdar, ShatterTheDarkness.net on the web. ShatterTheDarkness.net on the web. Welcome to all those listening by satellite, by internet, and later on by the downloads of the archives. Welcome all around the world. We're glad to be with you. And whenever you listen, whether live right now or later on, we do know the Spirit of God, omniscient, omnipresent, no issue with time involved, can be speaking to you, summoning you. So I know that it's a supernatural hour, an engaging hour, that it might be very providential for some of you. On this Thursday night, the last day of March the 31st, 2011, I am going to tell you that we're getting ready to leave tomorrow for Indiana, Fort Wayne, Indiana. This is the other conference, The Politics of Religion. Now, again, you can go to the Shadow of the Darkness site, scroll down. There you can see a kind of a banner, and next to it, a registration. Click on it. You've got to understand, these conferences do not cost what many other conferences, 2012, things like that out there, do. Some of those that I saw that I would like to go to, kind of like a spy of Israel, you know, going in to spy out the land, to kind of observe, I'd like to go to some of these $300 and $400 things. Well, again, the last one last week in Groton, Connecticut, $25. Unbelievable. And they didn't make it up there. They simply didn't make it. You might want to help out the folks that ran that conference, because they didn't make it financially. Now, the one here in Indiana, I think it's about $75 or something like that. And you got all these speakers Friday night and all day Saturday. And I think meals are included. So it's a pretty incredibly great price. We hope that you can come. I know that one that came to Connecticut, now I believe, as we've seen them face to face, going to be our great friend. I hope to see them again soon. They're probably listening right now. So hello down there near Columbus, Ohio. Want to say right now that, you know, there are those that know and know how to seek the Lord and pray and say, God, open doors. So you still have time today to register, or tomorrow, or show up at the door. I'm sure they're going to be able to do it that way too. So we hope you come. We got some coming down the road. We're going to list the ones in Missouri and other places here. As soon as we get details, we'll list them. If you or your group are interested, if you're connected church-wise and you're interested in having us come, again, go to shatterthedarkness.net. Scroll down on the left till you see a little picture of me. It says Russ Dizdar in the bio. When you click on that, scrolling down, you'll find where it says speaking engagements, how you can bring us there and how it can work out. So it gives you some of the details on how we can do this. And we'd love to do this. This week, we're doing the theme 14 minutes into the program here, the second, or part two, The Black Awakening. Now, the reason we're doing a lot of it is because I'm telling you, I'm telling pastors, I'm telling leaders, I'm telling military folks that worldwide, my estimate in doing the statistics is around 100 million, four generations, those who are near and around or just above 60. Then their kids, and then those ones who are chosen ones who have been forged and split and programmed and demonized, like I mentioned last night. And then there's their children down there near 20s, and the third generation is growing. And I've engaged. I have one individual that's around that age that I'm praying for, just with a heart of sadness because of what's done, and they're in that earlier stage, and yet they've got personalities in them, and they are being controlled. Now, we also have the fourth generation. Many of you that are counselors and others that have dealt in this area, chosen ones and sub-personalities that are monitoring the show and listening right now and send the information to handlers. Well, you know, listen, we understand that from birth up through 6, 7, 8 years old or so, we have a fourth generation. And they are in Russia, they are in all of Europe, they are in England, they are in Canada, United States, Australia. So once we begin to count the numbers, I'm telling you, and I'm hoping that you will be, as a believer in Christ out there, you'll be discerning about this. The great revolt cannot occur without we're talking, if you're talking about a region or even a country, that's one thing. Look what's happening in the Middle East right now. There's no revolt or attempted overthrow of a government, a nation, without a lot of individuals involved and plotting and planning. A regime change takes a lot of individuals and warriors and those who will fight. And I'm going to tell you right now, 100 million and at least maybe 50 million are intact. Again, split, programmed, demonized, empowered, trained to be, as they say, chosen ones, as they say, Babylon working babies, BWBs, as they say, the troops of Antichrist. They say and they tell me they lust for Christian blood. They can't wait for the anarchy. To them, it's like a multinational, almost global ritual. It's as if nations become the altar table, the altar slab, and the blood and the fear and the terror and the killing and the, listen, all of what's going to be raised, all of that fear and human blood, and all that's going to be like a multinational ritual, which will summon, by their design, even more demonic presence and power. Listen, we are talking about a wall, a barrier that once the restrainer is removed is going to break. All of what is bulging at the seams. The blood and the guts of hell's preparedness. Design for chaos first. A regime, a leader, all in place. They know it. Many millions around the world know it. Many billions, I believe, now feel it in the air. Let me read you the words of someone who says they are chosen one. They are deeply in. This one writing to me would still be committed to that dark side, to that Luciferian side. They're commenting about what occurred in Groton, Connecticut. I was doing my last seminar in the last hour on Armageddon, and I mentioned Bohemian Grove, and I mentioned the ritual that's done there is meant to summon powers and send them on the world leaders that are there, similar to Revelation 16. Well, this caused a Nazi-oriented, Luciferian-oriented sub-personality to become outraged and surface. Got up and leaving the room, things became disturbed to my right. They went out the door, leaders went out the door, engaged them. Not only did some personality begin to speak twilight languages or other languages, which they should have understood meant that there's a summoning of demons or a release of demons or a calling on demons. And then the Nazi-oriented, committed Luciferian sub-part came up and said that they need to cut my head off. They need to they need to come after me. They need to kill me. Now, I was told about that and prayed over afterwards. The chosen one that this occurred with that is not healed in any way, any shape, any fashion. That was literally taken over by this switch that occurred, demonstrating what's on the inside. Still connected, operative on the dark side. I never got to talk with them. Maybe they're listening now. Would love to do so. But here, this one that has been writing to me, emailing me, is one of those subpersons in part of the underground. Here's what it says. And I quote, it was talking about remote viewing, talking about even the concept of subparts and so forth. Here's what it says. It was weaponized a long time ago, but you know that. Referencing remote viewing. They even mentioned John's name, the former professional paid remote viewer that I interviewed last night. Here's what they say to me today, this Luciferian, this highly trained one. It was weaponized, referring to remote viewing, it was weaponized a long time ago, but you know that. Referring to John, who was on with me last night, John is somewhat qualified to speak on this subject. We know who is real, and they put this in big print, we know who is real and who is not. I guess the implication is they know that John was real. They should also know that John has left. John understands the energies and the powers and the coordination and the source behind it all is clearly dark powers, the dark side, and a dark agenda. That's why he's left. That's why he turned everything of his life over to Jesus Christ and wants others to be warned. Now, this one continues to write, I'm going to list the actual, I'm going to take this right off of here and paste it on the newsletter coming out in a few days. Here's what it says. I quote, I would hate to see you decapitated, Dizdar. The chosen one encountered was weak. No one wants a cover blown. I do not want you dead, just uncomfortable. They ended by saying, until next week. Interesting, isn't it? So if you're listening right now, the interactions that have occurred in the last week or so, and this is others that I'm working with over the phone, locally here, we're just all around us, and we're simply not even able to get to everybody. We have a plea, a cry, a call sent to me out of mid-Pennsylvania. Please come, extract us, get us out of here, hide us out, help us, a chosen one. We have another email coming in, and a family that brought to me a 14-year-old into my home here out of Pennsylvania now is in a psych ward. The younger sister has been in a psych ward for some time. They don't know what else to do with them. The state has taken over. They have sub-personalities. They are highly demonized. At times, they got to be given heavy-duty drugs, Thorazine and other things, and those wraps they put around you so you can't hurt anybody else because they keep attacking other young people. They continue to write and draw in satanic languages, ancient languages, and do stuff. And inside them, there is a massive desire to go back to the coven, to find the coven. Coven loyal personalities are trained to demonize to do that. See, the real mother and father, they were taken away of. They got caught. We're going to be in Pennsylvania soon. We're going to be right in the center of this. And we're going to even visit the actual biological mom and dad and the grandmother, the mother of darkness, behind all of this. I want to say welcome to the subparts listening. Can't see your eyes, but a little bit in the spirit. Interesting how the Spirit of God, beyond psi powers, demonized enhancements, God gives us sight. The smile, the switching of the eyes, and the listening. So many deep, dark, committed, demonized subparts. I'm going to give you a verse again. This is for the military men and women listening. This is for the handlers and the perpetrators, the enforcers, and those plotting evil. This is for you. It's out of the book of Hebrews. You can read it yourself. It is the Word of God. And it says nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of Him to whom we must give account. I'm speaking to those committed to the dark side. As I wrote to one individual, a Satanist, a young Satanist that wrote to me on Facebook today. You know, this young man that wrote to me on Facebook today was telling me, thank you for the teachings, Russ. Thank you for the course, Satanism 101. A young girl did this, Satanist, asking me not to witness to her. And this young man writes to me, and I'm reading today his comment. He says that he's not like an evil Satanist, but he's a Satanist. but he can't wait till all of us Christians are wiped out. So I wrote back. And he also said, don't think you can witness to me, ha ha ha, okay? Maybe he's listening right now. And because you come out onto the carpet, please understand, I'm going to be attached to you a little bit because of the love of God, because of the pursuit of the living God. And so I wrote back and mentioned that isn't wiping out a bunch of Christians evil also? I mean, Anton LaVey, in the book, The Church of Satan by Blanche Barton, if you ever read it, you're not only going to see songs that are written by Satanists like that, concerning the drumbeats of Satanas and the coming slaughter of Christians and about the rotting corpse of Christendom or the Corpus Christi, the rotting corpse. That's how Anton and popular Satanists see it. Well, literally back in the early 90s, they were proclaiming that they would come to power in the 90s and that Christendom would, that rotting corpse of Christendom would be wiped out. Hasn't occurred, has it? See, biblical prophecy gives us the details and tells us exactly what will occur and what won't occur. That's good news. But it also bears the most heavy news humanity could ever even conceive. God tells us, because of the dark side. Billions will die, yes. Billions will lose their soul. The unprecedented pinnacle. We're coming to a time when, unlike anything collectively in human history, hell's manifestation on this side will be so thick, it would seem you can cut its presence in the air, let alone in lives, in cities, on objects, in chosen ones by the millions. I told these young Satanists that wrote to me that, he didn't want me to witness, but you know me, I can't help that. It's kind of like being at that hot room in the YMCA workout place today. While in there and looking for someone to share with, the door opened wide when a young man said, "Man, look at all those kids out there having fun. Great joy out there, but it's hot as hell in here." And when he said those words, I looked up and smiled and knew I had an opportunity. And again, I had to do it. I had to mention, well, you're correct on one issue. In the end, there's one side filled with joy and one side hot as hell, obviously. And some of the young men kind of had a cracked smile, and it got silent in there. And I said, oh, man, I didn't mean to silence everyone. Somebody else brought up 2012. Somebody else talked about prophecy. Another guy talked about he's a believer. I once again injected, well, you know, when it comes to the end, Jesus didn't die for anything, did he? And some of them kind of laughed a little bit and said yes. The guy sitting next to me said his grandmother was a great believer and always tried to talk to him, and that he wants to be a good guy and he's going to go out and buy his own Bible. And he said his dad told him all you got to do is be good in order to get to heaven. I said, you know what, it's good to be good, but there's a reason Jesus died on the cross, because the Word of God tells us that we've all sinned, fallen short. There's a way to know that we can know that we can know Christ, God inside our lives. This is why I worry about all these remote viewers. I've never read one that confessed knowing the living Christ and having the Spirit of God dwelling in them. I've never met one, read one, watched one in seminar that ever testified to this glorious experience and knowledge and knowing of the living Christ, the living God, and having the Spirit of God operative in his life. There's a reason for that. You can't have one and still operate in the dark side, even though it's laced or masqueraded as light. This is the big issue. Dark side is masqueraded, and I'll share that word again, metaskizmazotai, that transfiguring ability of the dark side to make itself look like a worker in the light, trying to do good things. It's all about a mask of deception, and I liken it to a video I saw. By the way, I got to witness to the guys there, talk even more, share in that hot room while I was sitting there for 40 minutes, totally soaked. I stayed in until everyone left, and then I left. And I shared the Gospel of John and said to the one sitting next to me, all the others listening, one of the guys in front of me, big muscle bound, tattoos on his chest. He looked like one of those ultimate fighters in the cage. The young man next to me, I shared out loud and all of them heard, you got to go to the Gospel of John and read it, and specifically read John chapter 7, where Jesus says, I tell you the truth, whoever believes in me, out of their inmost being. He talked about receiving the Spirit of God and the power of the living presence of God inside of you that wells up to you, gives you the gift of indestructible immortality, eternal life. You see, the reason remote viewers are now kind of with a dark synchronicity beginning to say they believe in reincarnation, because the Spirit of God is not inside of them to witness to the resurrection of Christ, the gift of eternal life. They're all pursuing. They don't know what's going to happen when you die. Do you? You see, as a believer, the Spirit of God indwells you, and there is a, the Scripture calls a deposit dwelling within you. Take a look at it, Ephesians chapter 1. It is the Spirit of God guaranteeing what is to come. So inside, anyone, anywhere, Russian, Czech, German, Slovak, it doesn't make any difference where you are. In Japan, in China, in Oslo, Pretoria, Mumbai. It doesn't make any difference where you are, because what Jesus did on the cross was for pos anthropos, the sum total of humanity, to destroy the power of sin, death, hell, Satan, all of it, and break open a door direct to God. Yes, you can know that you know that you know that you know that you know that the living God, the living Christ, the Spirit of the Lord is inside of you, with all of his presence, all of his power, and the gift of eternal life that leads you to the that new coming race, glorification, seeing God face to face, eternity. You got that? God wants you. God seeks you. That's why you may be listening right now. Even those of you in the great deep, deep, deep darkness, feeling with a sinister smile that nobody sees you, yet you read in Daniel. Daniel, once getting the insight that was needed in the demon-worshipping king's dream that he was engaged with by God, God gave the answer to Daniel, and God, you know, all of a sudden Daniel breaks out in praise to God and mentions in that spirit-led prayer of praise, God knows what dwells in darkness. Can I say it again? It's the words of God. It's by the Holy Spirit. God knows what dwells in darkness. The Spirit of God can summon you out of that, out of the darkness, out of the deepest dark, and come to Christ. Come and receive the grace, the power, the love, the presence, and the enablements that God has for those who believe in Christ. Well, let me tell you, we're dealing with on a Thursday night here, this live show, we're dealing with this. We're dealing with chosen ones. Now, some out there in the secular area, they might say DID, dissociative identity disorder, or MPD, multiple personality disorder, SRA, satanic ritual abuse. In the old projects of Project Phoenix and the Monarch and Orion and Centauri and other sub-projects and so forth. This went in not only through the early days in Operation Paperclip that he came over. Again, the writings on the wall, literally, the exposure of G.H. Estabrooks, 1947, saying how for the military they learned to weaponize this process. And then in that chapter on weaponizing this process, he talks about, and I believe he's revealing the plot, about the need to create a hidden sixth column. that they need to create soldiers with sub-personalities programmed with handlers handling them and have them in not just one branch of U.S. military, but in all of them. You could read his book, G.H. Estabrook's Hypnotism. It's hard to find it, hard to get it, but I think you can still get a copy. It's right in there. That's what they talked about. And he explains their ability to create assassins, spies, infiltrators, etc., etc., sub-personalities that the main person is amnesic, doesn't even know what they did. In other words, trigger the assassin, have the assassin kill somebody. The assassin goes down with another trigger. And the main person doesn't even know they lost time. Might think they were sleeping. Might think they fell asleep for a moment. And hours or even a day has gone by. And with their actual physical hands, they have done great harm. But they don't know that it was a sub-personality. Trained, programmed, energized with dark presence and power. Called upon. And again, that sub-part is the imposition of will and the imposing of somebody else's. Programming is ultimately will, and they're simply using them. So when I get an email like I have lately from wives, Army wives, or from those in military that are saying, well, they know about this, and they know this person has subparts, or they know this person, or I was on this base, and these people have subparts, or when I was visiting as a pastor in a home, talking to a mother about her salvation, and a daughter, and about the Wiccans that came in, and a child sexual predator that came into the house, the father comes in, his dad, a military man, he was taken to, I won't mention right now what fort, what base, but as a young boy taken in, brought into a room where a number of soldiers were with very dim light, he said they were all meditating, doing something, some kind of Psy warrior practice, development. Let me say to the military folks, and it doesn't make any difference whether in Russia, all of Europe, anywhere in the world, even the Chinese that might be using this process now too, that it was initiated by the fallen cherub. This comes from the dark side to this side to transmute a human being, break down the unilateral free will, and bring a person into a, an enhanced human with subparts that can be trained and programmed for all kinds of different things, and then put down, all those subparts can be put down inside. They can become a sleeper placed in spying. They can be here in the United States. They can be there in other countries. And militaries have used them. But what the military doesn't understand, at least the upper level, not the dark shadow military, what they don't understand is they bought into a dark, satanic black horse. Or literally, biblically speaking, they bought into a dark, satanic red horse. Take a read, military men and women. Revelation chapter 6. I believe it has everything to do with the creation of super soldiers. I believe that Revelation 6, the red horse, has everything to do with chosen ones who are intact, who have subparts that have already got their assignments, who they're going to kill and slaughter and who they're going to take out when the activation occurs. Revelation chapter 6, red horse, clear revelation about a multinational to the level of global chaos, anarchy, slaughter, human beings being slaughtered. And it's only part of the whole. Armageddon's the ultimate goal. You wonder whether at Armageddon, the world's largest supernaturally enhanced, supernaturally controlled military system in all of history. You wonder whether RV and many other Psy Warrior developments are only bits and pieces, precursors to broader, deeper, darker enhancements. 100 million worldwide. 100 million, 50 million maybe intact in your nation. Let's ask the questions now. Where are they? On this Thursday night, the 31st, 2011, before it all comes down, where are they? I know they're listening because they write me immediately after the show. Sometimes I know they're listening because subparts are projecting out, trying to get here, yeah, remote here, project here, to do warfare, to get into the head. You know what you're doing. You also know the shield of God, the power of God, the blood of Christ, and the authority of the Lord. Where are the chosen ones right now? Where are these troops of Antichrist? And again, if you see just the upfront face, they'll look passive, non-threatening. I liken it to this, a sexual predator. It's a movie I saw when I was in sixth grade at David Hill Grade School in Akron, Ohio. And they showed this film to warn us about people in cars trying to pick up little kids. And the movie was about this guy driving this old, it looked like some kind of 1959 car. And he looked like a grandfather. He looked nice. He looked happy. He had a smile on his face. He looked harmless. He had candy on the seat all next to him. He opened the door and he asked the little six-year-old girl in a pink dress to come on and get in the car. The girl hesitated. The man said, look, and he pointed to all the candy. He had a smile on his face. He said, come on, get in the car. And the little girl got up into the car. The man shut the door. She grabbed the candy and they drove off. In the movie, as a little, I think, fifth or sixth grader when I was watching it, it didn't show the blood and guts of the man sexually raping and hurting and then killing the little girl. All it showed was that obviously the girl was dead, that her little shoes were in the woods and one of them was knocked off and fell into the creek and was floating down the water. She was dead, abused and raped. The masquerade. See, evil knows. Evil knows how to masquerade itself. That's what happened in the garden. That's why Eve was able to look and see, oh, this looks good. This looks pleasing. Her emotions were affected. She was drawn in. Metaschizmazotai. The ability to be like an angel of light. The ability to be like goodness. The ability to be like righteous. The ability to look good with razor blades. My, what great satanic fangs you have, right? Right? Do you know the dark side? Even those of you in the dark, do you know? You think for a moment you have them figured out? You think for a moment Ed Dames actually remote viewed Satan, the fallen cherub that brought down a third of the angels and brought down the human race that's going to bring in the Antichrist and bring a rapid destruction environmentally, economically, billions will die, and then Armageddon. If you're lost and don't know Christ, it could be in the future, near future, that you are in Revelation 19:19. You're on the field. If you're a chosen one and you don't get out of it and you don't break it and you don't find Jesus to save you, heal you, deliver you, and break free, whatever it costs, then you're going to find yourself, the perpetrators listening, going to find themselves, and military men and women, you know, committed to that side will find themselves as they embrace the lie. You're going to find yourself in Revelation 19:19. In the future, accurate, infallible, irrevocable, Revelation 19:20. Have you read that? I'm not going to read it for you. You might have to touch that Bible and open it and do it yourself. Chosen ones have been placed. And if they've been placed, they already have assignments. I hope pastors are listening. I hope spiritual leaders in local churches and universities and counseling centers and ministries are listening. I can tell you confidently that almost somewhere around 30 years ago, I was paid executive director directing a growing Akron Youth for Christ. A man came down from another city, wanted to be a part, and said he was a believer out of a church and presented everything and said he was a Christian and wanted to work in the system with us in the ministry and had small groups and wanted to add them. And yet when I was around him, I kept looking at his eyes. I couldn't figure him out. I loved him deeply and still do to this day. That was about the time I was leaving. And that's, you got to understand, way back then, into the 70s, beginning of the 80s, is when we formed this Shadow of the Darkness as a little group that was to take evangelism to any Satanist kid, anybody into the dark arts, dark side, occultism, and we were to reach out. And so young people were getting saved and deliverances were occurring, but that drew chosen ones. And one came to us. And one wanted to be, as a matter of fact, when I resigned, within a couple of days, they hired him to be the director. Nobody knew that he was a chosen one. He didn't know. He was a sleeper. Most likely sent because of our prior work with other, our first dealings with chosen ones. When I began to work with some more chosen ones, I went back to that ministry organization looking for this man. Let me just call him Bob. I was looking for Bob. That's not his real name, and it's possible that he would listen. But I was looking for Bob. I cared about him, but I wanted to go to him and tell him, you know, I know now what he's all about, and I wanted to engage him. But the leadership of that ministry told me that he's gone, no longer working there. He ended up in the hospital because he went out and bought a gun and he tried to kill himself. That he was snooping around at a place called Sawyerwood, there in the Springfield area of Ohio, where some kind of satanic sacrifice occurred. And he was missing time, losing time. Things were occurring. He was a chosen one. I heard about how he went to a psychiatrist out of northern Cleveland, and I had to hunt him down. Go to that city where there are salt mines, where a number of chosen ones have come from, where satanic ritual has been done. Matter of fact, the author of the book, Breaking the Circle of Satanic Ritual Abuse, though the book says Daniel Ryder, that's not his real name, he came from that same area. So I went back and I found Bob, not his real name. He'd been going through counseling, but the counselor stopped because they were engaging programming, because when he started breaking out and started finding out and hunting down satanic child ritual sacrifice, one wonders whether it was dark parts inside of him that was doing it. Suicide programming kicked in, and he did buy a gun. He did go out and try to kill himself. When I went to see him, I tried to talk to him. It was dimly lit in the room. Other personalities were present listening. And I think he was petrified to allow anything to occur. I offered help. Don't know where he's at right now. Don't know whether he's really totally free at all yet. You see, programming has to be broken. The sub-personalities have to be engaged. Inner healing only by the living Christ can occur. And the dark powers that give the enablements and all the rest, they've got to be kicked out. You got to deal with the coven if they come after you. You got to deal with warfare all around you. You're dealing with Satan's hotspot. See, Satan considers them special. He considers them chosen ones. In contrast, in biblical literature, Christians, believers, any human being who's believed in the living Christ is called chosen in Christ. A royal priesthood. Well, the opposite, the tares. Do you remember the parable? The tares, by the millions since the late 40s and 50s specifically, they're placed. They got assignments. They are placed particularly four areas. Let me list them. Government, law enforcement, military, and the church. They're there for a reason. They are placed in those areas to get placement, to get privilege, to have access. Access in governmental places, access in law enforcement places, access in military places. Chosen ones in those areas have sub-personalities that will commit atrocities, sabotage. They are there with sub-personalities with assignments to take out leadership, take out politicians, take out military leadership. They are there with sub-personalities to take out and create sabotage. And when the great chaos, the Black Awakening begins to occur, to stop government, law enforcement, and military from being able to effectively enter in and save the day. Could you imagine when it breaks out in your city, like I say in the book, and all of a sudden law enforcement calls for the SWAT teams because shooters and bombers and others are all in the city, and guns are going off and explosions and fires are going off and individuals are being shot at and firemen are being shot and pulled down? That all of a sudden in the SWAT team gathering, a chosen one switches. The dark part comes up, turns around and begins shooting all of the others in the SWAT team. Could you imagine when all of a sudden military men are called to come out into the field and then some chosen ones turn their weapons on good soldiers and begin tearing them down? Could you imagine as politicians are being taken into hiding places, chosen ones that are right there in their administrations take them out? What about churches? Vulnerable places. Any given Sunday, someone walks in with a 45 or a 9mm in their pocket, can pull it out and take out quite a few before anything's done. What about pastors? Did you know that chosen ones have subparts that are assigned to go and get the information, be in the church, become friends with pastors, be in their homes, take pictures of the homes? They want to know the details. They want to know the schedule. They want to know where you are, Pastor, because when this Black Awakening occurs, as the communist Korean government sent down their soldiers, they targeted pastors. Far beyond this, inside chosen ones are personalities that are assigned to take out pastors and spiritual leaders. I'm going to tell you the absolute truth in our experience. This is the third house in the last so many years that we've been in. Not even here a month, I come around the back and confront an SUV head on. Let's just call the man Lenny. That's not his real name. I mention him in the book. This is the third time. He's got someone with him again taking pictures of my house. You see, and he didn't know, we took his license plates down in the past when he got caught. It went to the feds. They ran it. They gave me the sheet, NCIC. Lives in a city next to us. Out of special ops. A military man, but he's chosen. He's a chosen one, an enforcer, taking pictures. The law enforcement agent that recruited me into law enforcement to be able to teach in the police academy on occult crimes, literally to have me observed and to see what I knew and what I would say, was themselves a high complex chosen one, multiple languages, psi powers, and all kinds of things. They're still working to get all the way out. That's who recruited me. They were sent to recruit me in. I used it as a platform to witness, to share Christ. No differently than a hot room in a YMCA, just a platform to share Christ. There is no greater message. There is no greater being. There is a Savior that loves us, that knows. And I pray that by extraordinary encounter, great powerful encounter, you listening, now live or later by archive, God will strike, God will engage, mercy will fall and you will turn, and that great miracle for your ability to call on the name of Jesus and receive Him as Savior and Lord and healing and deliverance. May God in extraordinary ability, and I ask it in the name of Jesus, save, heal, deliver, with extraordinary miracle, those listening to this direct broadcast. They're in the government, they're in law enforcement, they're in military, they're in the church. Placement of the churches, we track back to the 70s. Ministries like PTL, who was Jessica Hahn? Who was John Wesley White? What about now in places where we are now observing cult multiples? Those chosen ones with sub-personalities acting out Christian stuff, bringing in counterfeit miracles. There are believers that are discerning it's wrong, but don't know exactly what it is. And some of those that have been on TV down there in the South, sub-personalities, when they take over, you can see the switch in the eyes. They make a mockery of Christian ministry, and they laugh. There's a glee behind it. Too bad that they have pulled the wool over some believers' eyes for now, but not all. Not all. More are coming. A false prophet who may be down in the ground hiding until the day he ascends will do more miracles than anything we've seen, you've seen. The reason for the sleepers, my friends, on the PDF file notes you may have gotten, elimination of resistors. The spiritual reasons, get rid of believers because they've got the Spirit of God. They've got Christ in them. They're going to resist a new order and the regime, and they're going to know. Get rid of those for control reasons so they can control the population. For the development of the new order, please understand the red horse, Revelation 6, and the coming butchery. Please understand that you can learn to detect them. I've got 13 or 14 hours up on a training series on the website shatterthedarkness.net called Dark Rituals, Dark Powers, even how to do investigations in law enforcement when it comes to these individuals. How to prepare? Realize how vast the satanic development has developed. That most, like 95%, is under that satanic secrecy. That the 5% that we're able to deal with is bad enough. What's to come? Jesus warned it in Matthew 24. Scriptures unveil it. And the prophetic, dramatic revelation of the white, red, black, and pale green horse of Revelation 6. Massive, prophetic, dramatic detail of future events caused by the dark side. What can we do about it? Listen, we're going to be short again on time tonight, I think, but I want you to turn your attention once again to Romans chapter 8. There's not only a word of hope, the Prince of Peace is ultimately coming. I told the one young man who said their friends were in the Middle East fighting soldiers, and that now soldiers may be sent to Libya, and that it's all going to happen over there. I agreed with him. It's all happening over there. But I also mentioned 2,700 years ago out of Isaiah, the Prince of Peace is coming. No more war, no more slaughter, no more of any of this. In Revelation 19, he ends it. Do you know who you believe and on what side you stand? I'm going to read again for all those who are believers in Christ, Romans 8:37. This is a great chapter about the power, sovereignty, protection, and ultimate victories that are in Christ. Verse 37, have you memorized it? I quote, yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I'm persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Russ Dizdar here, shatterthedarkness.net. Remember us in your prayers this weekend. Remember us. Support. Good night.